by more than 5,000 votes.
I wish Attorney General Beshear well as he transitions to his next role in this state. It's a big responsibility.
Bevin had asked for a statewide re-canvass, but after that vote total check was completed, it didn't change the election night tally. Beshear will be sworn in next month. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise, mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hyundai announced it will begin building the Santa Cruz compact SUV at its plant near Montgomery in 2021. This is a $410 million expansion project that will create 200 new jobs at the plant. Suppliers and support companies are also expected to create an additional 1,000 jobs in the area. Selma City officials say there are six candidates for police chief, and they hope to cut that number in half in the interview process. The city council president says a new chief should be in place by the end of the year. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is investigating a deadly fire in the 6300 block of Willow Glen Court. Officials say a 72-year-old man died after being taken to a UAB hospital. Investigators believe a propane-powered space heater was the cause of the fire. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Two career diplomats implied President Trump asked for political investigations from Ukraine during the first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry.
I realize that one of the key pillars of our strong support for Ukraine was threatened.
Bootleg and black market marijuana vaping cartridges have tested positive for toxic chemicals, including formaldehyde and hydrogen cyanide. This was a new test done of the vapor people inhale into their lungs.
If President Trump wants his tax returns to stay private, he may have to take it up with the Supreme Court. An appeals court won't hear the case.
The blast of Arctic air sweeping the nation now extends from the East Coast to the Deep South. It's single digits in the Northeast, and they're scraping windshields in Mississippi.
New York City police think that one woman might have made over 20,000 fake emergency calls to 911.
Disney Plus has hit more than 10 million signups, far exceeding expectations.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Whoa! How was that for an intro there?
I went to go get water.
Are you pulling a Dan Morris, huh?
Yeah, no, I got tied up talking business.
Ah.
And it was in the back of my head. I'm like, What's the clock? Yeah,
it's five. It's six after.
You ever seen those memes where it's somebody trying to figure something out and it looks like a beautiful mind, like mathematics over super? Yeah. That was me in that moment. It's like, I'm talking about sales clients here. Wait, what's Dan's show doing?
I love it. Okay, let's see where we're going to go here. Let's go to Jim Jordan. He was on Fox and Friends this morning, post-hearing analysis.
Pastor, you weren't on the call, were you? President, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Lisi's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe, and you're their star witness.
Congressman Jim Jordan hammering the top diplomat to Ukraine, Bill Taylor, yesterday, challenging the first witness on his testimony and understanding of the facts.
Congressman Jim Jordan, who has recently moved over to the Intel Committee for those impeachment hearings, joins us right now from Statuary Hall. Congressman, I don't know that the Democrats are good TV producers, because it was a TV show where the stars of the show essentially didn't really know much first-hand knowledge about what happened.
No, neither witness. I mean, these are their first two star witnesses in this impeachment sham process they got going, and neither one had talked to the president, neither one had talked to Mayor Giuliani or Chief of Staff Mulvaney. And guess what? Their witness tomorrow, she's never met with the president, she's never talked with Mayor Giuliani, she's never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney. So this is how they start out, and I think, again, the American people can see the facts are on the president's side, and they can see that this process has been unfair from the get-go.
What did Bill Taylor's reaction indicate to you? I mean, he smiled when you said, and you're the key witness. It seemed to me, as a viewer, it seemed to me that he was acknowledging, yeah, can you believe that?
He said he didn't even want to be the key witness. I said, well, that's not the Democrats' plan. They've made you the key witness, the star witness in the very first hearing. So remember, he did meet with President Zelensky three times between when the aid is released, or excuse me, when the aid is held and when it's released. Those 55 days. He met with President Zelensky three times, and never once did it come up, this idea that the aid was linked to an investigation of Burisma, right, the company that hired Hunter Biden, or the Bidens themselves. Never once did it come up. And of course, the most important fact is, President Zelensky never made an announcement, never did a tweet, right, never held a press conference saying he was going to invest the Bidens to get the aid released.
Right.
The aid was released because we ultimately became convinced President Zelensky is a risk worth taking and a true reformer.
I tell you what, Jim Jordan getting on that committee, that was a smart move. He needs to have a permanent, yes, seat there.
Yes. And he knows how to keep him pinned to the mat, so to speak.
He may could have that permanent seat when Hurd retires in January 2021.
Do you think Adam Schiff made any errors, so to speak, on his part? Was he too overbearing at any point?
He did a very good job behaving himself and not being overbearing.
I thought so, too.
I think his kind of opening remarks were a little not totally over the top like they were before, but Adam Schiff does not present well. And when you're watching Adam Schiff, I don't think a normal person, I know me, it builds no confidence in me. I don't listen and go, this guy's smart and he knows what he's talking about, and I believe him. I don't get that at all from him. So let's carry on with Jim Jordan here on the whistle. No, this is on Hunter Biden.
When Castor, who sat next to you, got Kent to admit that he was concerned about Biden, of Hunter Biden on that board, that he was not qualified to be on that board, that he personally wanted the corruption out of that country on his own behalf, doesn't care who the president is, and Biden being on that was a problem. Why was that important for Republicans to put forward? Number one, no one heard it. And number two, the president had every reason to be concerned about 2016.
Yeah, no, great point, Brian. And Steve did a wonderful job yesterday. You're exactly right. And Secretary Kent was so nervous about this perception of corruption when Biden's on the board of this company, not just because he's the vice president's son, but because Burisma had such a bad reputation. Remember, Secretary Kent even told USAID, don't do a joint project for school kids, some essay contest, I believe it was. Don't even do that because this company's reputation is so bad. And then what do? They go put Hunter Biden on the board. So I thought it was great work by Steve to make sure that fact was brought out yesterday.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Connie. Connie, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi. First thing, let me get into the drawing, please.
No. Absolutely, okay. Connie.
Just be mean, but
give
cool.
me your month and day. I'm not a mean person. Give me your month and day of birth.
September 3rd.
September 3rd. What's on your mind, Connie?
Well, I just wish that all this stuff would come out and the truth, and hopefully it will, but I'm about to lose hope. But anyway, Joey had a great show this morning and talked about all that had gone on in the Ukraine when Obama was in office and how, actually before that, and it's all tied in with George Soros, duh, no surprise there. Mm-hmm. But people need to educate themselves, and they need to find out what this is really all about, because all these witnesses were part of the dirty dealings in Ukraine, every one of them.
Yeah, well, the two so far, I'm not sure about Morrison and Volker, but we'll see in the fullness of time with that.
But, and it amazes me. I had an aunt call me the other day that I hadn't heard from in a long time. She's from Chicago, but now Philadelphia. But, you know, we part of our conversation, we talked about that and politics, I mean. And she just was commenting how she just didn't like Trump's language, okay? And that if he would just tone down his language some, I mean, really upset her. But my feeling about that is, yeah, sometimes I think, all right, cool it just a little bit. But here's the thing. Some of these people would rather be lied to than to hear language that they don't like. I mean, I think a lot of them do know they're being lied to, but they don't have Trump. I just don't like his language. But to me, that's like I worked with somebody one time who was very honest, and she would just tell you what she thought. And a lot of people didn't like her, but I did because, well, let's just say I wear a dress and say, how do you like this? I'd rather somebody say, that doesn't look good on you. That color's not right for you. Than to say, oh, I love that, and then go behind my back and talk.
No, Connie, that never happens among women or men, or husbands and wives.
Right, but the thing, I'd rather somebody just be honest. I may not like their answer, but be honest, tell me the truth. And, you know, his language is so bad. Well, maybe it is sometimes a little overboard, but why don't you go back in history and look at some of our former presidents, and you'll see some language.
I
look at the policies, you know, and see people these days are too wimpy.
Ooh, I like that, Connie. I want you to have a great day.
All right, you too.
We'll do that drawing tomorrow. Speaking of a winner of a drawing, let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing quite well. Thank you for taking my call, Dan. And I sure did enjoy my trip to Sweet Creek. It was a sight to behold. I've never experienced anything quite like that. It was, driving down Troy Highway, nothing much going on, and all of a sudden there's this oasis off on the side of the road. And it was just,
packed when you were there, I understand.
Oh, my God. It was just, it was akin to a scene on one of my wife's Hallmark movies, you know, people bustling around and a band playing, and it was just, I don't know. It was just almost surreal. It was just such a happy, clean, picture-perfect environment. It was just, I enjoyed it so much. And one thing I really enjoyed, besides the food, was meeting Reed Ingram and speaking with him personally. And his wife. What nice people. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I've been cheated because I didn't know them sooner.
Yeah, that's exactly. They are wonderful people.
Wonderful
people and very good friends of mine.
Oh, and what great friends you have. And of course, we got to talking about politics, which is right up my alley and his. And we are very lucky to have a man like him representing us. After talking with him, I just got that overwhelming feeling that the people who elected him did a great job.
Well, I'll tell you what, Reed and Karen Ingram are salt of the earth. They're wonderful people, and when you look at their staff, they handpick every single employee that's there, and they have a talk with them to make sure that they're right for Sweet Creek. But it's top to bottom, it's just a great place.
Oh, and one thing that really impressed me was, in spite of all the people that were there, they were taking care of them left and right, and I mean, nobody had to wait any great length of time to get help, and on their way, because I'm sure a lot of people had a ball game to go watch it. And I'm telling you, it was a smooth, efficient operation and spotless clean. I mean, that was just really impressive.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed your time down there. So, tell me some of the things that you got, and I appreciate the gift that you got for me that I picked up down there. That was very thoughtful of you.
Well, thank you. I hope it didn't disappoint you.
No. Now, you're in my wheelhouse then.
All right. Well,
what'd you get?
You know what I mean. I like a big old butt.
Now, I know. Wasn't that great?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to be eating on that for a while. I had to freeze some of it because it was just so much. I mean, you know, and I was sharing, too. So, you know, it was just huge and delicious. Just falls off the bone, you know, and tender and flavorful. And you can't go wrong by going to Sweet Creek, that's for sure.
It really is a great place. I tell you, I'm very fortunate to have a relationship with them and having their friendship.
Well, you pick some good friends, and I hope I'm your friend too.
You are indeed, my friend. Are indeed.
Well, I appreciate it, and I really enjoyed that, and I highly recommend anybody that. Well, apparently somebody's getting a message because that place was packed.
It really is, and it's funny. It kind of comes and goes. I was sitting there with Reed one time, and there weren't many people in the dining room. And then all of a sudden, I looked up, and the place was packed. I mean, they went from maybe 8 other people, 10 other people in the dining room to, you know, people going outside, and every seat was filled.
Oh yeah, and I would encourage your audience if they do go by there and they see that it's packed. Don't let that discourage you because you can get in and out of there quick. Your people take good care of you. And another thing that I liked, I almost wished I had small children again. They had a neat little playground, a beautifully manicured lawn off to the side there with kids playing on it. And it was just a wonderful place.
It is a very kid-friendly, very family-friendly place to be.
Absolutely. And on top of that, everything tastes great.
There you go. Well, that was the best ad I've heard in a long time from Ritz.
Well, I if I see something I like, I'll let somebody know about it, that's for sure.
There you go. You do indeed.
And it was well worth the trip. As a matter of fact, I saw a friend from Prattville there. So, you know, it's not too far a drive for something that good, that's for sure.
There you go. Ritz, thank you so much for the kind words.
Well, you're sure welcome, and thank you for having such a fine sponsor. I did thank him for supporting your show, and he was very grateful to hear that.
They're wonderful folks. Ritz, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. You take care.
You too. Yes, sir.
You want to break some news here before we hit this break? Yeah, there's more people. The AP is saying that Sondland's call with Trump being interested in these investigations, AP's like, there's a second source besides the other person Bill Taylor mentioned yesterday. But Reuters reported this morning, and it's interesting that it's not on American News all over the place, but American News is now just picking it up. The guy's name is Vadim Pristeko or something like that. He's the foreign minister for Ukraine. He says that, quote, Ambassador Sondland did not tell us and certainly did not tell me about a connection between the assistance and the investigations. You should ask him. So there's just a lot's not adding up.
Yeah, something's wrong with this thing. It was too easy. They had him here. He's testifying. I thought it was going to be today. They're saying, but it's no later than Friday, closed door. And it's like the Blasey Ford thing. Right. Oh, all of a sudden we got somebody showing up. James and Gene, like that. Hang on, we're going to go to a break. Be back right after this.
Place. coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. 272-9228, that's where we are. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. James did. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Now, yeah, that Sweet Creek sounds great. I believe I'd like to put my name on 1223.
Your name is 1223?
Yes, sir.
You're in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. This just seems too, I guess you'd say, planned and kind of planned on the fly to these witnesses, their statements and all. Like you mentioned, it's too much like the Kavanaugh hearing where they keep getting more. I think they're kind of calling the plays off to the side, and, you know, they've got the deep state helping them with all this stuff. But the reason I'm calling is I'm wondering how loose are these telephone calls between two national leaders, Trump and the other national leader, that somebody can so-called be in a restaurant and play it out loud where anybody can hear it. Shouldn't those be more controlled?
Absolutely. And see, that's what makes me wonder about this, that he's saying he's in a restaurant in Kyiv and calling the President of the United States. You don't think that calls being monitored by the Russians?
Yes. That's the thing. It just, and the restaurants are usually pretty loud, you know, and I don't know if any phone calls that I've heard both parties talking on, unless the person puts it on speakerphone, and I just don't understand how that they could have that blessed miracle that happened, and right, you know, where they could get in touch with the deep state. It's just way too convenient.
Yeah, and, I agree.
So maybe though, when they question them, they can break it out. But I'm just wondering if that type of security, maybe it'll wake them up to it. You know, that shouldn't be occurring. But the president talking, and you can hear it in any restaurant they choose to go with a cell phone or any bar.
That's what makes me question this. I mean, there's a system called GoWine, which is the secure system that you can talk on, and you can go into an embassy, and there's a GoWine there, and you can pick up the phone, and you can do a downstream to the White House, and you're staying in a secure system.
Yes.
And the president didn't need anything special. His phone already has GoWine on it that's doing the scrambling for it. But you, if you're on a cell phone, that's out the window.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you. That makes me feel better because I couldn't.
But understand. That's why I don't think the call. Either the call didn't take place, or the call's being misrepresented.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you. Listen in tomorrow. We're gonna do that drawing. Let's pick up Gene here. Gene, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon. Mr. Dan, thank you for turning me on to Split Creek.
Oh, my pleasure, my dear. What do you like about it?
Oh, we got the Cuban sandwich, and that's all I think about.
I like that. Isn't that great?
I want another Cuban sandwich.
Well, you go down there and get you one, and I tell you, if you want to try another sandwich, the roast beef is really, really good, or the turkey.
Is it? Okay, I'm going to try that. I want to get in on the drawing.
Absolutely.
I love the show.
Give me your month and day of birth, Gene.
126.
You got it, my dear. You're in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Red Top. Fit Red Top in before the bottom of the hour.
Yes, I'm starting to feel guilty. I've won so many times, and all these poor people put their name. I'm rooting for Ronnie. I think Ronnie deserves it. He's put his name more than anybody and hadn't won yet.
Did you hear somebody called in and said that they went down and got some of the smoked Gouda?
Oh no. Oh, gosh, I better get down there. That means there's another batch.
Yeah, well, it may be gone by now.
I wouldn't doubt it. And it's well-deserved. I'm happy for anybody gifted. It's awful good stuff.
Well, did he say good or did he say just smoke? I think he may have just said smoked cheese.
Yeah, he said cheese in general.
Yeah,
they do have other smokes. And still, again, their Parmesan's really good. On another subject, because all this impeachment stuff ain't going to happen. It's not going anywhere, and it's looking worse for the Democrats every day. And Nancy Pelosi has no choice but to bring up a vote for impeachment because I think the big-time donors have said, if you don't, goodbye. You ain't getting no more money. I think she's under the gun, don't you?
Well, I think she's under the gun for a little bit different reason, but
What reason do you think she's under the gun for?
I think the Democrat caucus wants her to do this, and if she wasn't going to do it, then they were going to kind of rebel against her.
Oh, they're going to just elect somebody that would do what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
They're running... They're trying to run a democracy. What their problem is, this is a republic, not a democracy. Luckily for us, majority don't rule.
Well, and here's what the Democrats, and when anybody does it, they screw up, but Democrats in particular, when you start trying to jimmy the system to get it to bend to your ways, that's where you start messing up. And that's
well, they're not even, they're just not smart enough to do that. If they want a bunch of dumb, you know what, it'd be different, but they ain't smart enough to pull it off.
Well, they think this is going to work for them as having just the opposite effect. And see, Nadler is worried about, he's got opposition. Several of these people have got opposition in the primary opponents, and they want to look just as liberal and crazy as their opponent.
Wow. Can I make another quick note? I think a documentary everybody should watch is the new Frontline documentary on public television about artificial intelligence. It goes into detail about artificial intelligence, how the Chinese are using it, and there are now 38 countries that have signed up for the Belt and Road Initiative, including Angola, which I don't know if you knew this. Angola is China's largest supplier of oil. Saudi Arabia is second. And China's making sure everybody's linked in that does the Belt and Road Initiative has to be linked in with their 5G network. All the surveillance cameras, face recognition goes in with the Belt and Road Initiative everywhere they go. So Also, the Alexas and any smart speakers, everybody needs to get rid of them. It's not good, guys. And I see a lot of smart people having these things. It's really bad. So I would love for you and everybody, I consider you my friends. I would like to y'all to see it for your own and make a good judgment and get rid of those things. Because I care about the people that call this radio station, and then these people are not going to use your information for good. Believe me, these are the bad guys, don't you think?
You're talking about China and people?
Yes, and just artificial intelligence
Artificial intelligence is absolutely fascinating to me. Anything I can ever watch on that subject, I will. Maria Bartiromo did a fabulous piece on it with the guy who's the top guru of artificial intelligence, and he was spectacular, talking about all the things that they can do and how jobs are going to be starting to get replaced by artificial intelligence.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, check it out. Frontline, it'll be on either APT 1 or 4. It'll be showing throughout the week, and it's stunning. As much as I study this stuff, I learned a lot I didn't know. So,
okay, on your oil question to China, Russia is number 1, Saudi Arabia is number 2, Angola is number 3.
Huh. That's different than what I came up with the other night. But
Iraq is number 4.
Huh. Wow. They listed Angola as second. Well, they said China gets most of its oil from Asia. That must be what they're talking about, okay. Russia.
Yeah, there you go. It's
and then they said Angola was second in Saudi Arabia. But my point being is, China goes into Angola and Belt and Road Initiative. We're going to buy tons of oil from you, but we're going to put our surveillance equipment in.
There you go.
So that's the way they play the game, and it's dangerous.
Red Tap, I want you to have a great day.
I will. You too, gentlemen.
Thank you. He called us gentlemen.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know. Newstar 93.1. Gonna be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A school shooting in the Southern California city of Santa Clarita leaves at least one person dead and several others injured, some in critical condition. The shooting at Saugus High School in North Los Angeles County reported as classes began.
I can't even comprehend it. It doesn't make sense to me how this could happen here.
Police say the 15-year-old suspected shooter is in custody and being treated at a hospital for unspecified injuries. Republican Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin today conceding the race more than a week after an election that saw him trail Democratic challenger and State Attorney General Andy Beshear by more than 5,000 votes.
I wish Attorney General Beshear well as he transitions to his next role in this state. It's a big responsibility.
Bevin had asked for a statewide re-canvass, but after that vote total check was completed, it didn't change the election night tally. Beshear will be sworn in next month. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Kind of a dreary forecast today with some spotty rain around from time to time, becoming a little bit more concentrated by later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. A chilly day today. We'll barely reach the upper 40s for a high. Low tonight around 42. Tomorrow could be some leftover rain in the morning for morning rush hour, but otherwise mostly cloudy, kind of dreary again. High temperature barely up to about 50. Mid-30s for an overnight low Friday night. Then the weekend will be brighter with sunshine returning. I think we'll be in the low 60s. Saturday and closer to the mid-60s by Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you today, my friend?
How are you, sir?
I'm really good, except this weird weather coming in.
Well, that's where it is here in Houston, Texas, so.
And that's where you are?
That's where I am, sir. I'm in Houston.
How is it there?
Cold, rainy, miserable, yep.
What are you doing in Houston?
Believe it or not, hanging Christmas decorations.
For whom?
For my boss, man, my nephew.
Okay.
That's what we do out here. I come out here every this time of year to help him out. And I make a dollar.
I like that. That's good. So if he gives you a place to stay, then you're in good shape.
Yes, sir. I want to get your opinion. What's your thought about the impeachment inquiry, the first one yesterday?
I don't think it moved the needle at all. I think it probably, in a way, made people a little more exhausted of the story, and I think they're getting tired of it.
Yes, sir. You know, today on Fox, they only got a second call that heard that call. Have you seen that?
We have seen that. We've reported on that. The problem is we kind of questioned it because of the way it's being presented.
All right, sir. Well, I ain't going to take up too much of your time, and I can't listen to you out here, but I like to call in time to time.
Absolutely. Clint, you know you can call in anytime you want.
And get your opinion.
Of course. And, that's what I'm here for.
Enjoys. Roll Tide and go Auburn. Bama, we lost a good one. But you know what? The president did not get booed.
Oh, he didn't get booed. He got cheered. And then they went into a chant of USA.
And that is good for Tuscaloosa and the state of Alabama.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, sir.
Thank you for calling, Clint. Have a good time out
in
Houston. Good old Houston, Texas. I wish I was out there now. Houston for Christmas is a great place.
Yes.
Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard.
Hello, how are y'all today?
Duke, we're great. Where have you been?
I've been listening. You know that.
I hope so.
These Democrat obstructionists, what kind of impact does the... what they're doing overseas, what do you think, you know, world leaders think about what's going on, and how do you think it affects?
That's a great question, and that's been something that is, I think that the overseas, I think there's a lot of admiration for Trump and the Trump administration, what America's doing. And then there's a lot of, you know, what are you guys doing type thing. You're just putting up a resistance. I think there's a whole bunch of people that think that way. But I think if you're an institutional government person, like you're anti-Brexit and things like that, you probably like what you're seeing the Democrats do.
Yeah, it seems like it's very embarrassing to me. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's pitiful. But anyway, I just want to say hello and tell you I'm always listening.
Well, I really appreciate that, Duke. It's been a long time since we've heard from you.
Oh, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Absolutely.
I called you last week.
Absolutely.
I called you last week. 8-8.
8-8, you got it, big guy.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Thank you. There are a couple of other clips I want to get to here. Let's finish out with Jim Jordan so we can stay within the topic. He's going to be talking about the whistleblower and testifying.
Ultimately, the American public is going to decide whether or not the proceedings are fair. But when you look at, you know, Adam Schiff came out with a list of three questions where, okay, Republicans, if you want to call these any witnesses, they've got to meet these three things. Well, according to his own criterion, the whistleblower should be there. And Devin Nunes yesterday mentioned Alexandra Chalupa, yeah, who gathered all sorts of dirt for the Democrats and Hillary Clinton in 2016. They both fit his metric, and yet they are not being called.
Remember, Adam Schiff has changed on this. When this first started, he said we need to hear from the whistleblower. Then here now, the last several weeks, he said, no, we don't need to hear from the whistleblower. The one thing that has changed in that time frame is we learned that Adam Schiff wasn't square with us when he said he hadn't talked with the whistleblower. The whistleblower had met with Schiff's staff. So the thing I keep coming back to is 435 members of Congress. Only one knows who the whistleblower is, and only one member of Congress has had their staff meet with the whistleblower, Adam Schiff.
He said he didn't know him.
No, he's now had three positions. First, he said the whistleblower testified. Then he said the whistleblower shouldn't testify. And now he's saying, I don't even know who the whistleblower is, even though my staff met with him.
He's in that room. He's not under oath.
Right.
No, well, I mean, look, he's been all over the place on this whistleblower.
Okay.
We all want the whistleblower to hold up their right hand and testify so we can see their what kind of motivations and bias they have.
Jim Jordan, that way. I think this whistleblower thing is going to take on another life here. I think the whistleblower is going to be a blow up. I think this whole thing on Biden and then pushing back and doing the Ukraine, I clearly feel, and others do also, that what happened is a telephone call went to the CIA person, I think it's Vindman they called him, and said, you're not going to believe what happened in this phone call. Trump is wanting to investigate Biden in the firing of the prosecutor. And, oh, my God. And so they then built this new narrative. Remember, intelligence community is in the disinformation business, and in the disinformation business. And they're doing this to try to squash that. And it's actually going to have a reverse effect. I think it's going to put the target on Biden. I think you're going to look at this whistleblower, and I think Vindman's got some dirty hands here. I think his dirty hands are going to come out, and this thing's really going to blow up on him. Now, I want to try to get this in because I want to do the Stephen Reed thing real badly. Great report on CBS Morning News about Stephen Reed. 5.5 minutes on CBS Morning News. Justin Politano is going to be talking about hearsay evidence and getting dirt on Biden. Listen to this. I think Justin Napolitano has fallen off the edge now.
Plenty of hearsay at yesterday's impeachment hearings, both witnesses admitting they never had any contact, direct contact, with the President of the United States.
And even the usual media critics pointing out this is a problem for Democrats' impeachment push. Listen.
The one criticism of these two witnesses, which I think is very much legitimate, it's not really a criticism, it's just a factual statement, is that neither of them had direct contact with the president.
Ever.
And you know, that's a problem if you're going to impeach the president.
All right, here to weigh in is Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, is Jeffrey Toobin singing your song?
I agree with Jeff. It is a bit of a problem. I don't think it's an insurmountable problem. I think the Democrats moved the ball forward yesterday. The most devastating testimony did involve the president, but it was hearsay. It was the conversation recounted by Ambassador Taylor that his aide overheard Ambassador Sondland talking to the president. Right. Ambassador Sondland's going to testify Monday or sometime next week. I think it's Monday. And I obviously have to address
it. Isn't it all based on opinion and hearsay? When you read the transcript, everyone has their own opinion.
Well, everybody does have their own opinion, but if you look at the big picture, there doesn't seem to be any dispute but that the president wanted dirt on Biden and the president was willing to hold up military aid in order to get it.
See, the fact that he said that the president wanted dirt on Biden. Now, if you look at it from a judicial standpoint, didn't Trump want to find out about the corruption in Ukraine? You said that's, and but now that might translate into finding something out about Biden that was bad, but that he wanted dirt on Biden. I'm tired of Justin Boitano couching things like that now. That is so different than where he was a year and a half, 2 years ago. Let's continue on with Judge Knapp, and the law is against Trump.
Judge, how about this? Legally, not emotionally. The president is concerned about what Ukraine did in the 2016 election, and it was proven yesterday that he had every reason to be concerned because of the Biden's role supervising Ukraine aid and Hunter Biden's legitimately perplexing place on the number one most corrupt oil and gas company and corporation in that country.
That's a very good argument. And the purpose of yesterday is to change people's minds. I don't think it changed people's minds. I mean, I watched it all day like everybody else did. I've already said, in my opinion, the law is not on the president's side, because the law says asking for a campaign favor, whether it arrives
or not.
It's not a
campaign favor. Right. It's an investigation of a previous election.
Well, that depends on how you look at it. Are they investigating 2016, or does he want dirt on Biden as prophylactic
in
2020?
Did it again. Why even talk like that? That's not the way he used to talk. Now he's going to talk about hearsay versus indirect testimony. I'm shocked at this.
The Ukrainian president didn't ever feel pressure, and he got his money. Do we ever know if he turned over anything about Biden to the president?
Apparently he didn't.
So that's not
whatever.
Quid pro quo.
This is the worst shakedown ever.
Yeah, the delay is the quid pro quo.
Right. Judge.
The delay of 55 days, knowing that the Russians were at the border.
But if you didn't know your direct deposit didn't land, I mean, how is it delayed? I didn't know.
Only you could put it that way. Look, back to Jeff Toobin. When these things happen, evidence doesn't always come in a logical order. So you look at the credibility of the witnesses and what part of the puzzle they fill in.
Right.
Then you look at the big picture. What did the president do? Is this behavior of the president we expect? Is it constitutional? Is it moral?
But here's what it ultimately comes down to. We're talking about Congress. This is not a court of law.
Yes.
This is essentially a TV show. People were waiting for a smoking gun yesterday, and ultimately, it looks like it's baked into the cake that they're going to impeach him, because you impeach somebody of high crimes and misdemeanors, and that can be anything they say it is.
Yes. Remember President Ford. An impeachable offense is whatever the House of Representatives says it is. This is political. It is not juridical. The rules of court do not apply. Hearsay is as valid and politically potent as direct testimony.
Okay, again, I'm shocked that he said that. If you go through and read the Federalist Papers, Madison is clear as a bell of that we're putting standards on this thing. Here are the laws that we're talking about. It's not what you think it is. Is you have to write, it has to be high crimes or misdemeanor, and then bribery is something that's talked about in the Federalist Papers. Let me go to a break. I'm just tired of Justin Napolitano now. I'm going to be back. Do the Stephen Reed on CBS Morning story about him. It was really, really good.
The Dan Morris Show.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress.
I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog Gracie too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We're going to try to get through this as fast as possible. CBS Morning Show did a feature about Stephen Reed being elected the first African-American mayor of Montgomery, Alabama. Listen in.
Today marks the first full day in office for Montgomery, Alabama's first African-American mayor. That's Stephen Reed. He made history yesterday when he was sworn in to lead the city that was the first capital of the Confederacy during the Civil War. Montgomery also played a key role in the Civil Rights Movement. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s march from Selma ended with a rally on the steps of the state capitol there back in 1965. Derica Duncan joined Mr. Reed on a tour of his city to see how far Montgomery has come. I remember that night when the returns came in. That was a very exciting night for Mayor Reed.
That's right. Some people even compared it to the night that President Obama, was elected.
Exciting.
People in Montgomery will tell you that they thought about that too. But this mayor, Stephen Reed, really envisions a Montgomery that is unified, which has not always been the case in a city known as the cradle of the Confederacy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the 57th mayor of the great city of Montgomery, Alabama.
Thank you.
It's been a long time coming.
Because our hearts and our actions, I stand here in a position that many of those who were sold on the banks of the Alabama River, just a few feet from here, could only have imagined. This is the culmination of those distant dreams.
45-year-old Stephen Reed made history Tuesday, becoming the first African-American mayor in a city marred by an ugly history of racial injustice.
We must be a city for everyone. We must not just talk about equality, we must act in the interest of equity.
Pretty impressive piece so far. Greg, hang on for me. I really want to get through this. Let me go to the second part of this, talking about the pride in the black community. I want to tell you something. I have seen this on a firsthand basis, talking to blacks in Montgomery. They're very, this is a happy moment. And as one T told me, he said, we're going over the bridge. We're going over the bridge. And that's a kind of an analogy of the Selma bridge crossing. This is a bridge we're going over. Let's listen in.
63-year-old Cheyenne Webb Kreisberg attended the packed inauguration ceremony. She was just 8 when she marched alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. from Selma to Montgomery in 1965 to support voting rights for African Americans. She was even there on Bloody Sunday, when state and local lawmen brutally beat and injured more than 50 peaceful marchers.
I have had the opportunity since being that little girl to see the first African-American mayor in Selma, the first African-American president, and today, the first African-American mayor.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Stephen Reed is a mayor that has really set the tone in the cradle of the Confederacy here in Montgomery.
Reed's story began in Montgomery, Alabama, where he was born and raised. His father, Joe L. Reed.
Some folks say politics is dirty, but politics is a noble profession. It's politics that's bad.
Was a longtime chairman of the Alabama Democratic Conference.
Did you know you always wanted to be mayor of the
no,
city?
No, no way. Definitely did not know that I wanted to be mayor and didn't plan on it.
So what happened? What changed?
I think for me, I grew frustrated with the lack of
of initiative in some of our political leaders and lack of political courage.
Some of the most courageous actions taken that catapulted the civil rights movement into the national spotlight happened right here in Montgomery.
Thank you for all the support. I appreciate it.
They just said on the radio, you will be sworn in tomorrow.
At 10 a.m.
Down at the Legacy Museum, they were doing the swearing in and showing it on TVs that were there. And I'm told that there was a huge crowd that was in there watching that, with people crying. And here are these people that are coming to Montgomery to see the Legacy Museum, who understand the history of Montgomery, watching the first black mayor to be sworn in. Let me do this last part. He did something very neat here. Number three, he took CBS on a tour of Montgomery.
The day before being sworn in, then Mayor-elect Reed took us on a tour.
As we're walking closer and closer to this plaque memorializing Rosa Parks, this is significant. This is arguably where it all started.
Yes. Protesting and change has always, I think, been in the DNA of people here.
We stood on the steps of the Capitol, where Dr. King spoke of a time when injustice would no longer prevail.
It's a great sense of honor to be able to lead a city with such significance, with such a history like Montgomery.
For a nation still at times embroiled in conflicts over Confederate monuments and race, it appears Montgomery is making strides, thanks in part to the people who could see this moment well before it was realized.
What do you think Dr. King is saying right now as you're standing in the same place that he stood many years ago?
You know, I hope he's proud. It took too long. You rewind the history of this country. It is complex. It is complicated. But it's one that is ongoing. And so I'm just a person that's kind of carrying the baton right now. And hopefully I'll be passing it on to a new generation with a little bit more progress being made than we are where we stand today.
Reed says key issues he plans to focus on first are the public education and criminal justice systems in Montgomery. But has his work cut out for him without a doubt, but very optimistic. He said that he has three kids. Yeah. His two youngest already asked him if he's going to run for president.
It was a great piece on CBS. Montgomery was presented very well. Let's go to Greg D. Greg T, very quickly, my friend.
Real quick, Dan. 413 on my...
You got it. Good.
But if there's any way tomorrow that you could pick up, or tonight, that you could pick up and do the Levin piece that came on last night
on Hannity.
Hannity.
It
goes into impeachment, what the forefathers was talking about. And if you don't mind playing that tomorrow, I sure would appreciate it.
I will try to get that. I didn't have a chance to cut it, but I'll do my best. Greg, thank you very much. Joe, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Audience, I want to thank you. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right, so be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Greg Budell, the great.